From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Researchers say an experimental Ebola vaccine has shown to be highly effective at preventing the deadly disease. The World Health Organization said Friday that the vaccine has so far been 100% effective in trials conducted in Guinea. The British medical journal Lancet has published preliminary results and analysis. The new vaccine may be the silver bullet against Ebola, according to the foreign minister of Norway, one of several countries involved in the trials. The Ebola outbreak that swept through West Africa last year has killed more than 11,000 people. The Afghan Taliban is operating under new leadership Friday following the death of the group's founder, Mullah Omar. Taliban officials say Mullah Akhtar Mansour, a deputy to Omar, he was elected to head the militant group. Statement from the Islamist group Thursday confirmed Omar died of an illness, but no details were disclosed. The U.S. offered a $10 million bounty for Omar's capture following the 2001 attacks in New York and Washington. Omar had been the supreme commander and spiritual leader of Afghanistan for more than a decade. Israeli police say an 18-month-old Palestinian child was killed, several people injured in a house fire suspected to have been set by Jewish extremists in the West Bank. Authorities say the assailants started the fire early Friday in the village of Duma. Israeli troops are looking for the suspects. Palestinian officials said they are holding Israel responsible for the incident. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he condemned the attack. He said he's shocked over this reprehensible and horrific act. This is VOA News. Security issues will be a focal point for Secretary of State John Kerry as he meets with Egyptian officials in Cairo this weekend on the first leg of a five-nation tour of the Middle East and Southeast Asia. A senior State Department official said the U.S. is deeply concerned about unrest in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, where an Islamic State-affiliated militant group has claimed responsibility for a series of deadly attacks. In a Friday briefing, the official said Egyptians are facing serious threats from Islamic State-linked militants, and the U.S. needs to support the country's efforts to achieve stability. Ahead of the trip, the U.S. Embassy in Cairo announced the U.S. was delivering 8 F-16 fighter jets to Egypt as part of ongoing support to Egypt and the region. The F-16s provide a valuable capability that is needed during these times of regional instability, said Major General Charles Hooper, a senior U.S. Embassy defense official. The International Olympic Committee has chosen Beijing as host of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games. IOC President Thomas Bach announced the decision Friday during the committee's 128th session in Kuala Lumpur. Reports from the town of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria say at least 5 people are dead after a suicide bomber struck in Gamboro Market on Friday. Witnesses to Friday's bombing say a number of people were injured as well. Though no one has yet claimed the attack, the region is a hotbed of Boko Haram activity. Australian investigators say they are increasingly confident that a piece of plane debris found washed up on Reunion Island is a piece of the missing Malaysia Airline flight MH370 that disappeared in March 2014 with 239 people on board. Malaysia's aviation chief spoke about the significance of the discovery before heading to France to join the probe.
This is the most credible lead that we have to date.
The wing component, called a flapperon, was found Wednesday on a beach on Reunion Island, which is east of Madagascar. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister had this to say.
The fact that wreckage is on the Reunion Islands or in that Madagascar area is consistent with some of the modelling we've done in relation to current movements and our predictions as to where wreckage from 370 could make landfall if any of it was moving with the currents.
Truss says Australia will continue to search for the missing Malaysian jet in the identified area. And the media whistleblower WikiLeaks has published documents that it says show the United States spied on Japanese officials and companies. WikiLeaks on Friday published a list of 35 companies, government ministries, and individuals it identified as targets of surveillance by the U.S. National Security Agency. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.